Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us today. This is a big day. We have a lot of guests that are going to be on our show today. We're going to welcome back Mark Wayne Smith, who was here last week and did a great explanation on an amazing program that he has going. He's the founder of 4bitsforcare.org and billboardofcare.com. He's on a mission to spread goodwill and care for all without any discrimination involved. And these are two platforms which share the same goal, and they've come together to help make a positive impact on humanity. With the 4Bits, that means 50-cent donation, and 4Care of Humanity campaign, his organizations are having a very positive impact on childhood poverty, suffering, and homelessness. One thing he really is after, he doesn't want no child should ever go to sleep without a smile and hunger from this day forward, says Mark. As a species, he points out, we humans have evolved beyond allowing this to ever happen. And with a small donation of as little as 50 cents a month, folks, everybody can make sure no child will ever go without love, food, and without a smile, knowing the comfort of a loving, knowing individual that they are protected. This is all the idea and really the work of Mark Wayne Smith. He's behind this. He's based in Round Rock, Texas. He was here with us last week. Mark, welcome back. Tell me a little bit about these programs and what your envision of this show today is, because we have a lot of guests who are working with you on these programs. So talk to me a little bit about it. Welcome back. Nice to have you here. How are you? Well, wait a minute. I got to open your mic. I get it. I'm playing engineer today. All right, here we go. Okay, talk to me, Mark. How are you?
Okay. Well, hello, Doug. Thank you for having me aboard and my team. We're overwhelmed, but we're overwhelmed with joy.
Oh, okay, good.
No, with joy.
Okay.
So, do you want me?
I want you to explain a little bit about 4Care, 4bitsforcare.org. And that allows people with a small donation of 4Bits, a monthly donation, right? Where's the money going to go, and how are you making this possible? Explain all of it. It's a big job you've put together.
Yeah, Billboard of Care, and I learned a lot of my talent from the military. I had good teachers. I had Mrs. King. I had Sergeant Ritter. He was a Fulbright Colonel in the Korea. He resigned as an officer, became a instructor, and taught me how to organize and how to plan a mission. And you plan a mission in the military, you have to make sure that all the beans and aircraft have fuel, that the beans are fed to the troops, and so on and so forth. The mission is well planned. That's just what I learned in how to do a mission. So this is how this business is set up. I have excellent consultants. And people, members of Team Care, they're top of their industry. They are very top of the industry. And how did I put it together? I didn't. God gathered them together. And I like to say a quick prayer first, because, you know, God, I thank you so much for this team, this opportunity to spread good word, good mission, and we are going to conquer the obstacles that we have to face, and we will do it together. In Jesus' name, amen. So, God, this is a business that is it's a mission. It's a mission. And we are using the cellular network of the 7.2 billion people on the planet that are on the cell phone. They can actually download an app eventually from the Play Store, and they'll download the app. They will download and click their button for 4 bits. It's called 4Bits, which is 50 cents, or a dollar, which is 8 bits, or they can get as many bits. Every bit counts. Every bit counts. And we're going to fund not only in homelessness, we're going to teach people how to grow their own food. I've been in the organic business for a number of years. Craig's been in the the VR technology business for, I'll let him talk about that, for a number of years. And Jenny's been doing it for 30 plus years. And Clark, he's, I tell you what, we can't wait to hear from my brother. He has started a mission that's second to none.
All right, we're going to get to him in a moment. But let's talk about your goal now to reach all cellular users throughout all the networks.
Yes.
It's 7.2 billion people you have. Is that right?
Yes, and you know, statistically, 73% of all cellular users and computer users, you know, 2.14 billion e-shoppers out there, want to make a difference in the world. So we thought we'd come up with a better plan. We, as a team, thought it would be better to have the meek shall inherit the earth than try to conquer it with the more money that you give. No, it's about working together. Unity is number one. And if we unify people around the world, we will get a strength that's second to none. No one's going to be able to conquer this. Join us as a team. Join our team care, because we have to care for everyone. Every child on this planet should have a smile. Should go to bed, not hungry, tucked in by mom and dad. And that's our mission.
Well, that's
we want
a great
to give
mission.
Them it's doable. It's doable because I've seen so much in my life. I've seen a lot of tragedy. My children were killed by a drunk driver. So I dedicate this to my children.
I'm so sorry.
I get emotional
about
this.
I'm so sorry for you. That's okay. Listen, we understand. Let me help you out a minute. Let me ask a question here. Anybody who hears this who wants to contribute, you know, 4 bits or 8 bits, what do they do? Do they go to the website 4bits for care?
Yes.
Would that
they
be
go
right?
There, there's a link button up there. It's called Donate Now, and there's some good music playing, good Christian music. If they want to donate $12, we will give them the album by the artist. And we have multiple artists that Clark will talk about, because they're gifted. Oh, my gosh, I heard this music for the first time. I'm going, are you kidding me? This is great music. And so when people click on, they can request through Wheat in the Field Ministries, and we'll get the album to them digitally, and we can email, they'll have it within minutes. You know?
All right. Tell me the point of how do you contact all the you know, people with cell phones? 7.2 billion people have cell phones. How are you going to reach them? We can't reach them all through this broadcast. I hope you realize
no,
that.
No.
Okay.
Actually, that's a good question. Good question, because every cellular network, I used to sell cell phones. I did that for special missions. I gave three.
Okay.
I was having inbound calls on cell phones, and people were ordering left, right, and center. But anyways, you can go to every network, you know, T-Mobile, you can go on and on. But the thing is, each network has a Play Store on their programs. And through their Play Store, they can download the app, 4bits for Care app. I have a non-for-profit organization that will take in calls and charge zero fees for donations. Because last year, they paid, the non-for-profits paid $3 billion in fees. Zero fees with this company called Zeffy, Zeffy. And they are phenomenal. I asked God, can we just get someone that does not have you know, money in their mind? How about people in their mind? Well, these people have, they're epic what they're doing. And I have to talk to someone before I sign up. Go ahead.
All right. I was going to say, let's get your next guest on here. Time is clicking. We have a number of people to talk
okay.
to. Who do you want to join us next? Is it Craig?
Craig,
All right. Introduce him.
Oh, this
Go
is
ahead.
Craig. I'll just let him introduce himself because we're taking too much time. But one thing I wanted to talk about was the driver's ed program that's going to eliminate accidents, because I'm a professional driver, trainer, and we have his technology will eliminate 99% of the accidents that we have out there by providing the child knowledge at 5 years old, learn to drive the streets of New York, Paris, L.A., San Francisco, using this virtual technology. And if you saw that video, you know what I'm talking about. So
all right.
I'll let Craig explain it.
Craig, join us. Craig, what's your last name? Help us out.
Peterson.
Greg Peterson, all right. And all right, and you're in Texas as well, right? So
yes,
tell me about what your driver's program is, this driver ed program.
Well, I think the driver's ed program is something that Mark wants to realize. Why he's got me on here is we have a technology that can make it realizable. We have a new type of VR technology we've developed. We call it Ultra VR. And it is literally more than a decade advanced of what conventional VR is today. You can get like a 8X or 16X, depending upon product model, more resolution and detail than is even possible with VR today. And this thing is going to get proliferated in a huge way because, for example, we have people that evaluate future technology in a 450,000 student school district. And they said they think that our vision gaming Ultra VR with our classroom metaverse is the next generation educational platform. So you know how students like playing video games, right? Well,
okay,
now imagine
yeah.
if they're taught. Now imagine if they're taught inside of a video game, and the teacher has all the power of a video game in the classroom. So class gets a little sleepy. Teacher sends a kaleidoscope of butterflies around the class, or a troop of monkeys jumping and bouncing all around the classroom, or talking giraffes going by the class. And maybe you want to reward a student. Oh, Jimmy, you did a great job, so we're going to give you the power of flight for the next 2 minutes. And he's flying around the classroom and out the window around the school. The other kids are all going, oh, I wish I could do that. Well, you know, now they're interested in building custom curriculum content as well, which they'll license to other school districts, which then they'll pick up Ultra VR as a platform. And this will proliferate across the country and around the world in a way not done before. But also, this technology turns the last 30 years of video games into full 360 3D VR. Nothing else like it in the world today. And that'll drive gamers to pick it up. Well, a lot of students are gamers, right? And now imagine if all, you know, classrooms, all the students have these systems, which the school districts we've talked to want to fund that, or will do it as a charity to promote things that you can't do in classrooms today. And, of course, the retention is hugely increased in this kind of environment. All of a sudden, you've spread this around the world. And, you know, in third world countries, when you've got villages, one of the first things you want to make sure is you've got water, fresh water, and electricity to power medical connection, education, and industry. Well, now if we can put these kinds of systems in those villages, these students can not only learn from a remote teacher, perhaps, but they can also connect to other classrooms in their country or around the world for a better type of education. So this is why Mark is excited about connecting people. And as you connect people, they realize that they're everybody else are just people, just like you, have the same hopes and needs and fears. And, you know, it's a huge way of unifying people.
That sounds really great. How do they use this 3D VR? Do they use it, look at it at home, or is this something they wear on their head?
For like a student, this thing, it's basically for the school, it's basically a 4-inch cube, and plus a VR headset that's a thin, lightweight headset, unlike clunky things you see today. And that's all you need, except with a roll-up keyboard and mouse. You don't even need a monitor because the resolution inside, when you boot it up, you put the headset on, you're inside your own personal hangout space. And in that hangout space, you can invite your friends in an avatar and interact just like you're in a real room with gestures and talking and so on.
All
you
right.
can play a movie up on the screen. And then you can hit a portal button and jet into your assigned classroom with your assigned classmates, or it could be your virtual company office or things like that. It's really could be termed the world's first metaverse computer. You use it entirely inside the metaverse. runs Windows apps. It's a very high-performance gaming engine inside of it.
All right.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Sounds great. So is it developed yet? I mean, have you developed it? Is that right?
We have working prototype, and we've shown it
all
in trade shows. Yeah, at the Hollywood Professionals Association annual tech retreat, they have a lot of high-power video people there, and many people that looked at it, they go, this is the only reasonable futures direction for VR.
All right.
So, yeah,
well, listen, we got
like
to move along. This will all be paid for, I gather, out of the, you know, the donations that go to these various communities. Am I right at that, Mark? Your program will help afford this?
We're going to interface with the technology, yes, and also Jenny's, we're going to be the largest customer of Jenny's and her history, where we want everyone, all babies, wrapped up in organic wear, non-toxic. Where? Okay.
Well,
anyway,
Jenny Edmund,
yes, so let's introduce
Jenny's with us. Let's bring her. Jenny is with us. She's on the line from Southern California down near San Diego. Jenny, are you there? Talk to us. How are you today?
I am here.
Jenny Edmund.
Yes, I am.
Hey, good to hear
I'm
you.
I'm good.
You sound
thank
great.
You. Oh, good. Thanks for inviting me to speak on your platform. You know, anytime I can help people understand why natural matters and what they can do, I will definitely jump at that opportunity. I mean, that's how we change the world, right?
You know, you produce organic products that are very – describe the products and what you do and where that fits into what we're talking about today.
Okay, well, let me go back to kind of what started all this. I started my organic baby business in 1992, and I was pregnant with my first child, and I wanted my child and, of course, other people's children to be protected from that you know, onslaught of chemicals that a baby's exposed to. So, you know, here it is 30 years later, and I ran into Mark, and we've partnered with Mark over at Billboard of Care to help get these pure organics to all people, you know, even those that are in orphanages, even without a home. And I like the idea of the Billboard of Care. It's kind of unique in that the profits from the organic baby adult bedding items, let's say the natural personal care, the health items, growing aids for gardens, the natural toys and other purity things that we're going to be adding to that site are going to help people in need worldwide. And customers will be able to purchase these healthy items and pay it forward by having the profits to go to help others in need, not to make the owners wealthy. So let me tell you a little bit about organics. A lot of people don't know some of the basics. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so you kind of understand. So think about what a baby is exposed to. So they're pure in the womb of the mother. They come out of their safe surroundings and are immediately exposed to a toxic world. They're dressed in disposable diaper, which contains sodium polyacrylate, which is a chemical that irritates the lungs. They are then often dressed in plastic in the form of polyester or in cotton material that has been chemically treated. And then they are put on a sleeping surface that is a toxic soup of vinyl, melamines, flame retardants, plastics. And then they're cleaned, you know, you clean your baby with toxic chemical products such as creams, lotions, baby powders, and more, you know, which get into the baby through the skin and upsets their natural balance. And in poor countries, it's even worse because the water can be toxic to their pure baby skin. So when we talk about natural, we know that natural does not often mean natural when you're shopping at random stores. So many times those natural items contain a few chemicals, which is a few more than I will accept. So we've got all of our suppliers for purity first. Making sure it is truly natural, that nothing has been added. Also, when you buy something, let's say you buy a baby clothing garment and it's hanging in Target, for instance. If you've ever smelled Target, you know that that air is not pure. So that garment is being exposed to toxic chemicals, which are absorbed into the fibers. And then when you put them on your baby, even if you wash them, because a lot of these chemicals don't come out. There are like a lot of forever chemicals. And even if you wash it, those chemicals are going to get on your baby's skin and be absorbed into their skin. So, you know, our goal right with this merger here is to educate as well as raising funds for children in need with the sale of the safe alternatives on the billboardofcare.com, and then also to offer opportunities for customers who wish to help more. So they can donate through forbitsforcare.org with a voluntary add-on with any purchase to get safe products to needy kids. And who can't afford to donate 4 bits or 50 cents when they're checking out of a billboardofcare.com store, right?
Yeah. Isn't that everybody's got 50 cents they can contribute? No question about that. Of course they can.
Absolutely.
Jenny, that's great hearing from you. I want to point out that on that website, Billboard of Care, you can go and you will see the products that Jenny's talking about. They're pictures of them. They're, you know, it's very plain to see them. So I think it's very important for you to do. It's billboardforcare.com. You know, and we haven't heard from Clark yet. Let's bring Clark Weed on. Clark, you're the author of the and what I assume is an amazing book. I haven't had a chance to read it, called The Isle of the Dragon, The Last Flight of the Bugs Bunny. Is that right? Tell me about that.
Sir, yes. This is Rolf Stibbe here jumping in. I'm originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've been in the Air Force almost 30 years. I serve with the 433rd Airlift Wing at Lackland Air Force Base, San Antonio, Texas, the beautiful C-5 Galaxy. Sir, I've created The Isle of the Dragon, Last Flight of the Bugs Bunny. The book is from Dorrance Publishing in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Author's Reputation Press in Boston. I have a YouTube video where my Hawaiian shirt explaining what the book's about, and the book is also available on ebook. Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Target, Walmart, available worldwide.
Come on, you're talking.
Absolutely.
It's everywhere. There. What's the bug? Who was the Bugs Bunny? I haven't heard about that flight.
Bugs Bunny is a B-25 Mitchell bomber, which is flown by a real pilot from Wisconsin. This book is a historical fiction novel. I took all the facts and made it into a history a fiction book. The aircraft is flying the South Pacific, attempting to sink a Japanese convoy of ships. The Bugs Bunny Mitchell bomber is hit. The Bugs Bunny is lost. It crashes on a seemingly deserted island. And it wasn't deserted. When you begin to see who's actually on this island, things get wild. And the U.S. Air, the U.S. military and the RAF and everybody's trying to find this aircraft. And a Royal Air Force female officer is trying to hide the discovery of this island. It is a wild and very, very good book. And it's my intent, and again, I thank Mark for this. My book is listed on Billboard of Care, you know, on their webpage for purchase. Again, proceeds will be donated to Mark's global organization. And when I released this book to his publishers, sir, I've been getting multiple phone calls for months, for years, people who are after the Bugs Bunny, my movie script. Sometimes, sir, I get like 3 phone calls a day from publishers in California asking, what is this book movie script about? So very, very busy. And what I've done is I've lined up my interface at Four Bits for Care is I have multiple movie scripts lined up, like Aircraft at Chicago O'Hare. The movie scripts are ready for production, and they'll launch one at a time. That's all I like to do.
Well,
and,
that sounds really
one of the movies.
Go ahead. Keep going. Go ahead.
Yeah. One of the movies that I've got, one of the scripts I've got ready to go, and being in the Air Force, I have access to U.S. Air Force funding and the aircraft. It's called The Final Hour. Next year is the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon, South Vietnam. I was very blessed to interview a Mexican-American U.S. Air Force staff sergeant and a South Vietnamese fighter pilot who was trained Top Gun. Both these individuals are at Tonson Air Base in that last week of April 75. The Mexican-American staff sergeant has been given a task from President Ford, Operation Baby Lift, you may remember, the evacuation of orphans from Saigon in 1975. And as South Vietnam collapses and the babies are out, North Vietnam actually mounted a Pearl Harbor bombing raid on the air base, and of which the sergeant in the Air Force has the only known photographs of this raid. Very, very dramatic. The fighter pilot escaped with one pilot sitting on top of another. They landed in Thailand. And the U.S. Air Force staff sergeant and his team flee to the U.S. Navy fleet off Saigon. And it is hoped with, you know, using all this stuff, including, you know, Craig's vision gaming technology, vision gaming in the Austin area, where he can cut movie costs by 90%, and he's got a brand new studio that is going to be constructed and brought online here shortly. So it's a very exciting time. The Isle of the Dragon, imagine a World War II combat flight sim game. Very, very exciting time to be alive in the movie industry.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you're donating, you know, profits from the book to Mark's efforts here. It's really great. We're slowly running out of time, folks. So, Mark, let me bring you back on here. Have we covered everybody? We have 5 minutes left, just so you know, 4 out of time. You may want to talk a little bit more about Billboards of Care and 4Bits. How do you feel about that? What would you like to do?
Can you hear me?
Go right ahead.
Hear
you fine.
I'd like to bring my brother on. He's got a message that's going to hit your heart, but the next show we're going to do is the TV broadcast, and he's going to have a whole series about that. Let him talk right away, and yield to Clark. Okay.
He's here.
Thank you, Clark.
Go ahead.
Yes, hi, this is Clark Stewart from Wheat in the Field Ministries, and in 5 minutes, wow, what can I cover? Something that's taken over a decade to learn and to come through in the process that I actually teach about on my YouTube channel, which is Wheat in the Field Ministries. We have teaching videos on transformation. And when I talk about transformation, I talk about inner healing of the heart. That's what it means. Because in our childhood, we have in the formative years, which is birth to 5 years old, at 5 years old, our behavioral structures are all cemented in, and we just basically go through life in those behavioral structures. So it really determines, our lives really determine on what we've done in our formative years. Have we reacted to situations and anger and frustration and unforgiveness and everything else? Or have we responded with God's principles and his ways of doing things? And that's the thing that the Bible says, you train up a child in the way that they should go. So when they're old, they won't depart from it. But what's happening in our society, and then we see it in America today, with people cutting everybody off and angry at each other, see it really intensely on social media, where people say that they're believers, but they don't want to have anything to do with others, or they blast people, or they just unfriend them and say, hey, you're just toxic, you know, get away from me. And that's why we teach transformation, because what's done in the formative years will be walked out for the rest of people's lives. And that's why a lot of people's lives and they're stunted in their growth, and that's why people can't find God. They can't find the peace. They can't walk in forgiveness continually. An example, I had a guy that I know on Facebook, and he was saying this big, huge spiel on how to love people. And he says, we got to do this to love people and that to love people. Well, it wasn't more than a day later that he says, please pray for me because I'm having problem with these people and I can't understand how to deal with them. And this is what we teach in transformation and how to basically come through all that and to, you know, see God and walk in God's power that he says in Romans 1:16. And
right.
His word is his power.
Well, Clark, listen, it's been great to hear about that. I wish we had more time to talk about your ministry, but I know you're heavily involved in this with with Mark. Mark, we're on our way out. Time is passing quickly. Do you want to say anything before we go? Mark Wayne Smith, go ahead. Well, I don't hear Mark. Let me point out, everybody, the critical thing here, the two websites, billboardofcare.com and 4bitsforcare.org. 4bits, just like it sounds, 4bitsforcare.org. If you go there, you know, 50 cents, just donate 50 cents, or you could do 8 bits. That's double, you know.
Yeah.
That's basic.
Well,
that's a buck.
We've been having technical difficulties because they won't let us do they only round it up to a dollar. I talked. So I think Ziffy's going to be able to solve that problem. They can do a dollar. I don't want to break anyone. I'd love to honor the 50 cents. I appreciate the
We got
to
go.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. See you next time. Bye for now.